While information policy is a seemingly modern invention, it is possible to trace information policies over quite a historic period. For example, the first modern intellectual property legislation can be traced to the city-state of Venice in 1474. Sandra Brayman, in analyzing the U.S. Constitution written in the late 1700s, found 21 areas of information policy. Looking at the Canadian Constitution Act of 1867, which divides areas of jurisdiction between the federal and provincial governments, it's possible to see a number of information policy areas: the Postal Service, the Census, patents and copyrights. What's really important about the way powers were divided in Section 91 and 92 of the Constitution Act was that anything not explicitly deemed to be an area of provincial jurisdiction was an area of federal jurisdiction. As such, more modern policy areas like telecommunications, broadcasting, and internet policy end up being areas of federal jurisdiction. It's also important to note that information policy within the federal government is divided amongst a number of agencies and departments, and we'll have a look at these in the following slides.